Napa Know How.
There are lots of amazing cars on the road, but perhaps none more amazing than the paid-off car. It may not be pretty, but the price is right. Heck, if you keep that thing running, it'll actually start paying you. Because with Napa Rewards, for every $100 you spend, you'll get $5 off. So keep your car running longer, stronger with Napa Rewards, and watch the savings start rolling in. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
Welcome to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Happy Wednesday to you. The Sixers host the Houston Rockets tonight. It will be their second home game of the season. The Sixers are coming off of an impressive victory against the Detroit Pistons on Monday night. Ben Simmons had a triple-double. Joel Embiid had 30 points. He basically dominated Andre Drummond. But on the heels of that, we're still talking about Markelle Fultz. You know, we're still talking about Markelle Fultz's shoulders. And if you're the Sixers, this isn't the thing that you want people to be focused on. But we are. You know, I've written several times, and I actually had a story in Sunday's paper where I was asking, questioning if the Sixers think it's best to shut him down for the season, because it just seems like his shoulder isn't getting better at all. I know they said physiotherapy, and he can continue to play through it. However, his shot looks bad. However, you know, he's starting to get a little bit more confidence in it, talking about shooting it, but he's not close to being the player that he was, you know, at the University of Washington. So, you know, with that being said, it just looks to me kind of crazy to keep playing him out there. I know he wants to play, and I know this and that. But, you know, basically all the Sixers would say in the past was Markelle Fultz has a sore shoulder. And there was always talk about him changing his shot, which wasn't true. You know, now who knows? The guy has a hitch in his shot a little bit. He developed that at Washington. So I think there was some work on that. But in regards to a complete overhaul that people are thinking, that people are writing, you know, none of that stuff is true. But at the same time, you can let people write about that. You have people talk about that. And it takes away from the fact that the guy is injured and he has a bad shoulder. Well, yesterday on Tuesday, you know, the thing took a drastic media turn for the worse. And what happened is, you know, Adrian Woj, everyone says the godfather of NBA writing, you know, he's typically on stuff. He spoke to Markelle's agent, who said that he had fluid drained from the shoulder. Right, it comes out that wasn't true. The agent came back and told Woj that no, and people got back and told Woj that the guy actually had a cortisone shot. He didn't have fluid drained from the shoulder. Now, when you think about that, you're saying, wow, the agent, how could you get that wrong? Which is true. And you say to Woj, how come you didn't contact the team? The problem here is that when you come out and you say that it's just a sore shoulder and everyone focuses on the shooting mechanics as if they're wrong, and then basically, you know, it's kind of sort of like people start investigating stuff. And especially when you figure that, okay, Joel Embiid, you know, had a torn meniscus, but we never knew about it until Derek Botner broke it, right? And then there's the stuff about Jahlil Okafor's knee. You know, he had torn meniscus surgery, but then they kept saying the knee was just sore and he had other problems. You know, you later find out that he's having MRIs and all these other things. You know, then there's like Nerlens Noel, missing the first X amount of season games of last season because of that, of a knee injury. So there becomes where, you know, a lack of trust. And I don't think that the Sixers really want that. I don't think that that was their goal. But it just seems as if that, you know, right now, the more that they're vague in their and the information that they disclose. Now, I get it. You can say HIPAA laws. You can say this. You can say that. But when you just come out and you say right knee soreness or right shoulder soreness, and, you know, this guy is having certain procedures and stuff like that, you know, basically that's how things can get misconstrued. That's how misinformation can get out there. And that's exactly what happened in this instance. Now, was the agent wrong? Yes. Could, you know, some other things like reporting been done? Perhaps. But if you have an agent telling you something, then you typically go with it. But the problem is with this whole thing is when you look at Markel Fultz, here's a guy who's been extremely loyal to the organization. Here's a guy who's trying to do whatever he can to stay on the floor. He's not right now at this particular time. He's not close to being the player that he actually is just because he's having a hard time shooting the ball. Now, he doesn't shoot threes because it hurts. He's forced to shoot foul shots because no one else can come in a game and shoot a foul shot for him. So when he attempts these foul shots, he gets criticized on social media. Everyone talks about the shot, this and that. So, but at the same time, he's been trying to be a trooper. Now, my thing is just that I think that a little bit more of transparency isn't it would have been needed in this situation. You know, Markel Fultz probably wouldn't have to go through everyone saying he's a bust, he's this and that. Now, I never said that, but what I'm saying is there have been a lot of people who have. I'm not saying within the media. I'm saying there's a lot of fans who feel that way when they saw him, you know, and I feel like this guy, I got the utmost respect for him just because he's someone who's out here trying to play when he shouldn't be. Now, the thing is, I don't like the fact that I feel like that maybe a little bit more transparency would have led to people understanding what this guy is going through. Now, I remember when he shot 2 for 13, and then the next day we find out he had a sore shoulder, right? And then he goes to Boston, and he plays, you know, he shot a little bit better, but he was trying, but you could tell they was grimacing whenever he raised his shoulder on layups and stuff like that. In the locker room, he was putting on a shirt, and he was grimacing. And I remember asking Brett Brown, does his shoulder hurt more than he's letting on? Is it more messed up than what people he's letting on? Brett said, yeah. You go in the locker room, Markel says, I'm not going to use it as an excuse, right? And I just felt at that particular time, and again, that maybe a statement could have came out and said, you know, Markel's shoulder is really bothering him. This is what we're going to, the course of action, without getting into it. Because, excuse me, it basically took an agent coming out with some people call misinformation for people to get to the bottom of this. And I'm going to say when you're an organization that's had as many injuries as the 76ers had, including Ben Simmons. Let's think about this last year. You know, everyone was on the impression that the guy was going to come back and play, and he didn't. So my thing is, when you have as many injuries as you had and you had as many people criticizing the organization of that, a little bit more transparency would have been a whole lot better. Now, you know, tonight the Sixers play their second home game of the season. It should be a pretty good game. I think it's going to be packed. I mean, all their games are a sellout. Thus far, I mean, from what I'm hearing, all their games are going to be a sellout or expected to be a sellout. So, but there's still a way for you to get a ticket if you really want one. And my suggestion to you is just go to SeatGeek. You know, go to SeatGeek. You know, SeatGeek is the smartest and easiest way to get tickets to, you know, concerts and games. But what you need to do is you just need to click on the SeatGeek app. You know what I mean? I have the SeatGeek app on my phone. And like I said before, it's by far the easiest way I've found to shop for tickets. I can be anywhere, and with a few taps, I can instantly find seats. I actually use SeatGeek, you know, to buy tickets to Pitt games, right? But see, the thing about it is, if you're a newcomer to SeatGeek, for you other people, I can't help you out right about now, the people who have already purchased stuff and are on SeatGeek. But if you're a newcomer, you will get $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. Just download the SeatGeek app and enter the promo code LOMBA today. That promo code LOMBA for $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. Now, thank you and have a great day.